People laughing. Friends embracing. Crowds cheering. It's a homecoming celebration. And oh, what joy there is in a homecoming celebration. Parades and parties. Alumni come back to town for reunions and to reconnect with one another. You get to put on all those fancy clothes, go out for a special dinner, and put on your dancing shoes. And then you gather together to cheer on the home team to victory. Oh, the joy of a homecoming celebration. People of Israel, we're experiencing a homecoming 70 years in the making. The last time their home team had taken the court, they were routed by the enemy. Not only did it result in an L in the loss column, but it meant that their homes were destroyed, their city was ransacked, their temple was left in ruins, and on top of it, thousands of their citizens were hauled off to captivity in a foreign land. Oh, how they longed for a good old-fashioned homecoming. And then finally, after 70 years of waiting, after an entire generation of folks had passed away, their homecoming came. They were finally able to return to their city of Jerusalem. But you know how it is. After you've been gone for a while and you come back home, things are different, aren't they? They're not quite the same. And such was the case for the people of Israel. Their homes were still destroyed. The walls of the city were torn down, which is a big deal because it meant that those walls provided the only protection from their enemy. And their temple still lie in ruins. It certainly didn't feel like a homecoming. So they got to work. First, under the leadership of Ezra, who helped them in rebuilding the temple, and then the leadership of Nehemiah, who helped in putting the wall back in place. And under their leadership, they rebuilt their homes, they fortified their city, and they reopened their temple for worship once again. It was time for the homecoming celebration. And celebrate they did, with sacrifices and praises, music and dancing. You can read about the extravagant celebrations they had in the books of Ezra and Nehemiah. It was time to celebrate. They even wrote down an account or a special song for that celebration. And it's recorded for us in Psalm 126 that we read together earlier. It's listed on the Song of Ascents. These were the songs that the people of Israel would speak or sing every year when they traveled to Jerusalem. And Jerusalem was at a higher elevation than the rest of Israel. So you always had to ascend or go uphill to get there. And this is one of those songs that would help prepare them to come back to the temple for their homecoming celebration. Verse 1, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. In other words, they're saying, this seems too good to be true. I can't believe this is finally happening. They thought, well, pinch me to make sure I'm not dreaming. It's time to celebrate. And celebrate they did. Verse 6 says, those who go out weeping will return with songs of joy. Boy, how things had changed. When they left Jerusalem years before, they were broken. Their hearts were filled with sorrow. Their eyes were filled with tears. But now, in their return, they're filled with joy. It's time to celebrate. And it's all because of what God has done. Verse 3 says, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." You see, the people of Israel made none of this happen themselves. It's not like they snuck out in the middle of the night and got away from their captors. They didn't become powerful enough to defeat the enemy. But instead, a new king was raised up in Persia. History records his name as Cyrus. And God placed it on the heart of Cyrus to let the people of Israel return back to their home in Jerusalem. They had nothing to do with it. And so they recognized that this was all the work of God. They realized that there was nothing they could do to help their city succeed, but that it would only be because of the great things the Lord has done. And because of that, it was time to celebrate. And it's time for us to celebrate too. The church is reopened. Worship in God's house has resumed. We're back, and it's time to celebrate. We have a chance to reconnect and reunite with our family of faith. We have the privilege of receiving a special meal today in the Lord's Supper. It's time to celebrate. And it's time to celebrate because, just as he did for the people of Israel, the Lord has done great things for us. Yes, the last several months have been hard for many of us in many different ways, but they've also been filled with blessings, because God has given to us countless blessings each and every day, and he continues to do that. And because of those blessings and the great things the Lord has done, it is time to celebrate. But we also need to remember that God does more than just give us daily blessings. Jesus reminded us of that in that gospel reading today. Remember, the disciples were having a homecoming of their own. They had just come home from their first mission trip, out in the world sharing the gospel with others, and they were excited because they were able to cast out demons and provide healing and do all these great things, and they were filled with joy. But Jesus reminded them there's more important things to celebrate. Verse 20, "However," Jesus says, "do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." You see, that's the real source of our joy. It's the gift of our salvation. God has done great things for you. And he did that by defeating our enemies. Jesus defeated the enemy of sin by taking our sin upon himself and sacrificing his life upon a cross and giving us the gift of grace. But he wasn't done. Jesus went on to defeat the enemy of death. On Easter morning, as he walked out of that tomb alive and resurrected again, the Lord has done great things, and it's time to celebrate. And even better, he has given us victory in our lives. That victory over sin and death is given to us in the waters of baptism when God makes us a part of his people. God has done great things, and it's time to celebrate. And that's what we're doing here today. We're celebrating. We're celebrating with our prayers of thanks and our songs of praise. We'll celebrate by receiving this special meal together. It's time to celebrate, for the Lord has done great things. To help you celebrate, if you didn't pick one up on your way in this morning, I encourage you to grab one on your way out. They're in a basket just outside the door. And these little crosses were made from the palm branches that we were supposed to wave on Palm Sunday. Since we didn't get to celebrate then, we want to celebrate now. And we had volunteers that formed them into the shape of the cross to celebrate not only the events of Palm Sunday, but also remind us of the work of Jesus on a cross, to celebrate what he has done for us in the forgiveness of sins. It's time to celebrate. Not just Palm Sunday and his work on a cross, but Easter. You know, every Sunday morning is meant to be a little celebration of Easter and a reminder that Jesus is alive. We celebrated that in our song today. I know that my Redeemer lives. It's time to celebrate. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And our risen Lord is with us in our hearts and in our lives. It's time to celebrate. But our celebration continues. It continues here each week as we gather together. Over the next month, every week, we'll focus on celebrating the different things that God has done in our midst. And each week, we will celebrate and give thanks for those precious gifts. But the celebration continues. The celebration continues outside of this church and in your homes, where you have opportunity daily to give thanks, to rejoice, and to praise God for all the blessings he has given you. But the celebration continues even beyond this place, even beyond our homes. Because one day, Jesus will have a different kind of homecoming. One day, he's going to return to this earth that he called home for 30-plus years. And when he does, every enemy will finally be destroyed and placed under his feet. And he will reign victorious. And at that point, he will bring you to the homecoming of all homecomings, as you are brought to the presence of God's glory. As you are reunited with all of the saints who have died in faith before you. And in that homecoming, there will be an amazing celebration. One beyond anything we can ever imagine. An incredible celebration as you join with the company of heaven around that throne of God, singing his praises for eternity with the angels, the archangels, and all the company of heaven. Wow. What an amazing celebration that will be. And because we can have today the confidence that we're part of that, it means it's time to start celebrating right now. Remember, the Lord has done great things for you in the work of Jesus Christ. As you remember that, your heart will be filled with joy. And that joy will overflow and result in praise for all the Lord has done. It's time to celebrate through Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.